Please pray with me. God, I pray that you would let me be bold and courageous for your name and for the truth. I pray that my story would be all about you, and all praise and honor and glory would go to you. In Christ's name, amen. My name is Reed. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from control and homosexuality. Hey, hey. Ooh. Entering college, I believed I was in control of my life, but God would greatly shake me that first year. The stress of being a pre-med student triggered me to experiment with gay pornography, which spiraled into a daily diet of homosexual lust. God had different plans for me. I met people who were deeply in love with Jesus, and I wanted that too. I grew up in the church, but did not have a relationship with Jesus like they did. A friend confronted me about how my life did not show the marks of being a believer in Christ. So I started diving into the Bible in search for answers. The voices from my college LGBT club were appealing, and I would have loved to see homosexuality being acceptable in Scripture. However, this is not what I found in God's Word. I came to the realization I could either come out and embrace homosexuality or I could surrender to God. While reading through the book of Romans one night before my sophomore year started, my friend's prayers for my salvation were answered. Before that night, the good news of the gospel wasn't appealing to me. I wanted to earn my way to heaven through doing good things. However, when I realized the deep love that the Father has for me and that he wanted to save me from my sin, I wanted to be his son. This ultimately led me to accept the gospel and to trust Christ as my Savior. I could see God as a loving Father that I wanted to belong to. I could clearly see my sin and Christ's payment for it, and I accepted the gift of salvation. For the first time, I felt a deep peace like I had never experienced before. I got plugged into Watermark and continued learning more about Jesus. However, I couldn't kick my struggle with pornography, and I continued to idolize and listen to some of today's LGBT leaders. Although I was saved, my identity was continually misplaced. And although I couldn't see it at the time, I was a total control freak. Several of my friends were going through Region, and after having multiple people encourage me to go, I decided to jump in. My first night was totally ridden with anxiety. I don't remember anything besides feeling awkward in worship, and then I didn't have the courage to share what I was struggling with in group. I realized God was calling me to be totally authentic, and I couldn't be authentic by my own power. The next week, I was able to open up by God's strength and be authentic in my struggles, as well as throughout the time and groundwork. Being committed to the step group was hard. My commitment wavered through steps 1 through 3, and I wondered if I would learn anything or if the time commitment would be worth it. Now as a leader, I see how much rich truth there is to walk in the admit, believe, and trust lessons. I go back to these 3 steps daily. However, step 4 is where God humbled me. Taking a detailed inventory allowed me to see the consequences of control and that homosexual lust was a coping mechanism. Step 5, confess, was a turning point in my recovery. After sharing my inventory with the godly men in my life, they were able to speak the truth I really needed to hear. They helped me to see the root cause of my sin, the main root being the sin of control, and encouraged me to read God's word and to learn who I really am in Christ. I saw how loved and cherished I am by God. And I also discovered a passage that changed me in 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. The "and such were some of you" changed me. I learned that my identity is not as a homosexual. My identity is found in Christ alone. This shift in identity was critical while finishing steps 6 through 12. In steps 6 through 7, repent and follow, I was able to recognize some pathways to sin that needed to be cut off in order to repent and truly follow God. Steps 8 through 9, forgive and amends, were hard. However, God is so gracious to a forgiving heart, and my amends brought so much relief. One of my amends was to an employer, as I had violated their technology policy by watching pornography on my work computer. Instead of being fired, I was able to explain to them how I was experiencing healing through Regen, and I was allowed to keep my job and have internet accountability for my computer. Life has had many changes in store after finishing the steps, one of which is I left a high-stress, high-status job that was sucking the life out of my faith. This has been one of the hardest things I've had to do, as so much of my perceived control of the future circled around this job. I loved my job, and it provided a lot of long-term financial security. Now, although I work in the same field, I work a 40-hour per week job that gives me the margin for time in Scripture, serving Watermark, and being faithful to God. Also, I was set up with a godly woman who would later become my wife. Wholesome attraction started growing for her, and by God's strength, we saved our first kiss until our wedding day. By God's strength, I have found freedom from masturbation and pornography leading up to and throughout our marriage. I knew I'd cry at some point. Oh my gosh. Praise God.
Love you, man.
Love you too. One of the sweetest things that the Lord has been teaching me is that the opposite of homosexuality is not heterosexuality. The opposite of homosexuality is holiness. I deeply wanted to have a heterosexual lust instead of the homosexual temptation that I constantly felt. However, I was asking God to exchange one sin for another sin. Instead, God has something much better in store. Although when I'm tempted to lust, it's predominantly homosexual, God has and is continuing to give me a holy desire for my wife. I have continued to learn that my identity is not as a homosexual, but Christ has set me free, and my identity rests solely in him. I love being married to my wife, Joy. I need a minute. Sorry. I love being married to my wife, Joy. God knows what he's doing, putting man and woman together. And now, broccoli next. Okay. I testify to you that his design for relationships is perfect. God truly isn't trying to rip you off, but he's trying to set you free. I'm continuing to learn how much God loves me. Through marriage, I have realized how much of my sin of control has led me to perform for God and others. This is challenging me to fully rest in the gift of salvation and in the gospel. I have to daily remind myself I'm not in control, and that's a good thing. Being born again, I cannot do anything so spectacular to earn his love and salvation, or so horrific to lose it. Instead, I must choose to daily trust in God, humble myself, and pick up my cross to follow him. God can change you. God can free you. Trust him. In Romans 6, 7 through 8, we hear that we are free. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. My name is Reed. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from control and homosexuality. To God be the praise for the work he has done in me. Thank you for letting me share.